Hey, this is part two. Go listen to part one. It's 34A. This is 34B. So there's two parts to this. Go listen to that one if you haven't listened to that one yet, because this is part two of our Wolfenstein 3D talk. So go do that. Don't listen to this one unless you've done that already. Go click on that one.
Not need to remind each and every citizen of Rapture that free enterprise is the foundation upon which our society has been established.
Everywhere you go, everything you do, it's always done for death, pain, and misery.
Our men are running from the battlefield. A shame for this place!
Long break that we took there. Hey everybody, welcome to the second half of this episode that we started recording, two weeks ago?
It's been a while.
I played Wolfenstein 3D like a long time ago, and we lost like the second half of that podcast because we had to go take the dog for a walk, and that audio bite got corrupted, so...
Great.
Yeah. So here we are, re-recording our thoughts on Wolfenstein 3D, a classic in the industry.
Wolfenstein, one of the probably one of the most influential games of all time. It's definitely one of the it's the progenitor of an entire genre that is the most popular genre of what you would consider more hardcore games in the world. Tetris is probably the progenitor of, like, the most popular genres of all time.
Sure, puzzle.
Pretty much everything video entertainment-wise kind of spawned off of a bunch of crazy Russians.
Yeah,
but as far as first-person shooters go, Wolfenstein 3D, released in 1992 originally for the PC. It's been ported kind of everywhere and back. It's something that they just put it on the 360 a few years back, and that's the version that you played. What did you think of it?
It was fun. It was pretty cool. I actually was surprised at how forgiving it was with all the corridors and everything. I wasn't lost at really any point while I was playing it. I think one time I took I took the backtrack route that I didn't mean to, but I realized that I was going back to where I came from because there were still dead bodies there.
Yeah, all the bodies stay. It's not one of those games where stuff disappears.
Yeah.
I guess that's, kind of one of the trademark things about this game is that, it's entirely rendered in sprites.
Yeah.
This is pre-polygonal tech. Every time you shoot somebody, their sprite changes to a dead dude.
Yep.
And they stay there for the entire time. Yep. So.
And they spin with you. They're always camera fit. That sprite is always camera facing, so it never,
If you don't know what we're talking about, think about the trees in Mario 64.
Yes. The trees in Mario 64, the rolling black balls in Mario 64, they're all sprites. The coins as well, I believe, right?
The coins were 3D.
Okay, yeah. Because I thought they were sprites, because they had an object limit on them, didn't they? You could only see a few of them. I can't remember. Anyway, but yeah.
I thought they were 3D.
They might be 3D.
It's been a while since I played Mario 64, but yeah. I have a Japanese copy of that coming to my house.
Do you? Nice. There you go. That'll be easy to figure out.
I think I'll be able to get my hands around that. So, I modded my N64 the other day.
There you go. That's awesome.
I just kind of got really...
Is it the same voice actor doing Mario in those? I have no idea. Does he only do the American version?
I think it's still...
Still the same guy?
Steve Martinet?
Yeah. I think it is.
His first name's Steve. His last name's Martinet.
Martinetto or something. Yeah. Yeah. I figured he's on there. But yeah, Wolfenstein 3D is pretty cool. Controls really well. It's a very fair hard game, I would say. You kind of get the feeling that it's like, oh, cool, I got 100% health, this will be okay. And then one guy shoots in, you're down about 25-35% in one shot, and you're like, oh, okay, I'm like four hits.
The game's really really synonymous with its HUD elements. Mm-hmm. It's what you found in basically all the way up until Doom 3.
Yeah.
id always just kind of used that same design. Usually had a character portrait.
Right.
You know, and just HUD readouts and said, like, how many bullets you have, how much life you have, that kind of thing.
Right.
You know, this is, you know, you're still picking up health packs in this game. This is pre the modern era where, you know, you have recharging health and things like that. So
right.
The game only has three guns in it and a knife.
Yes, three guns and a knife. That's it.
And they all use universal ammo.
Mm-hmm.
Chain gun in that game is dope.
It is a quintessential weapon in the stable of video game weapons.
One of my favorite sounds of all time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like,
it's kind of like a weeing sound, like a wee 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 wee. Like,
yeah, it's got a nice whine to it, but I was actually thinking about what are some of my favorite gun sounds, like P90 right. from Counter-Strike, that's a good one.
Right.
Battle Rifle from Halo.
Yeah, the Klob from,
oh, you know, the yeah, good ones.
The Klob from...
I thought you were going to talk about, like, Goldeneye. That fucking watch laser from Goldeneye.
No,
like,
no.
You know, only the good stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, Wolfenstein 3D is a game that I got really, really into.
Yeah.
And probably finished at least 100 times.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the original game is, it's three acts, you know, three episodes.
Yep.
You start as being B.J. Blazkowicz.
Did not know that, by the way, that this was an episode, this was like the first venture into PC episodic gaming, almost.
A lot of PC games were like that back in the day. Usually got the shareware version.
Okay.
Don't copy that floppy.
Yeah. Don't copy that floppy.
Where you would get, in this one, you got the first episode, which was actually pretty generous.
Right.
And then say, like, hey, if you want to see the continuing adventures of B.J. Blazkowicz, just send us fucking 1995, motherfucker. and you'd send away and get the rest, or just go to the store and buy it.
There you go.
You know, I mean, it was pre-internet, so, you know, shareware discs would just kind of float around.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird to think how many avenues there were for you to legally play demos of PC games back in the 80s.
Right.
And now it's basically a lost art form.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To be fair, games have gotten a lot cheaper.
Yeah, yeah. Games have gotten cheaper in that.
Because they were still $60-ish dollars back then,
right?
And they're $60-ish dollars now.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and that's after inflation. And
exactly.
All sorts of things. Yeah.
Games have gotten cheaper. There were Super Nintendo games that were $100 goddamn.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
There were a lot of like four or five Genesis games that were $100.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Fucking Strider was like $85.
Yeah.
And I beat that in 40 minutes.
And yeah, no kidding. The thing that kills me is, like, some of these games are still, like, $85 on eBay, because of the regenerated market for these for this classic game collecting.
Well, and that's the thing, is that, like, a lot of those games, the ones that were more expensive were typically the ones that had custom chipsets in them.
Right.
And those are also the cartridges that tend to fail more often.
True.
Mm-hmm. You know, it...
Yeah, and, you know, it's, like, just that, it's that resurgence, too. It's just kind of like that demand... There are millions and millions of copies of Contra out there, yet it's $30. Because people want it, and it's like, that's the reason why it's $30. There should be no reason this game is $30, but it is, because people want that game.
You know what, market, if you're looking to actually get into collecting old-ass games, one market I would encourage you to steer fucking clear of right now is the Nintendo 64 market.
Yeah.
Because you gotta think, the people that were 10 years old when that came out are graduating from college. They're 25.
Right.
And those are the people that have disposable income right now.
Yeah.
And they're really driving fucking prices up. And, you know, there are like four or five Nintendo 64 games that I'm interested in.
Yeah.
But I won't buy them for beyond stupid.
Yeah, yeah. I don't...
You know, it...
I don't want to do that for any game set. I just like, you know, just doing... It's fun to find those those old games, like, somewhere, and like, oh, cool, and, you know, spending about 10, 15 bucks on one that you really want, that's reasonable. Yeah, that makes sense. Even a little bit more than that in some cases. But, you know, I rebought Super Metroid in my apartment before the resurgence for like 10 bucks. And I have that copy. I could sell that thing for like $35-$45 now. It's just like literally 5 years later.
I couldn't find my copy of Metroid Fusion.
Yeah.
For the GBA.
Right.
And I bought one recently. I bought it off eBay. It was like $22.
Jeez.
That's like an incredibly common Game Boy Advance game. I mean, it's just, you know, it's one of those franchises, one of those times where, you know, that game's about 15 years old now, so the people that were kids when they played it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's that easy through line. The one market that seems to really be cooling off is NES.
Yeah.
That market seems to be really, really cooling off.
Yeah.
PS1's going surprisingly low right now. I think that's because so many of those games are available on PS3's downloads.
Yeah, yeah. They're available on downloads, and, you know, no one buys a... And seriously, if you have a PS1, the console, just throw it away. Don't try and sell that. Nobody, it's the most worthless console.
Yeah, because your games load faster and look better on a PS2.
On a PS2. Just throw it away. No one's going to buy that thing. When I see that stuff at, like, flea markets and stuff, why do you have garbage on your table? This is taking up space. Nobody wants it. You know, if you got a PS2, you can sell that. Yeah. But
the only thing you need are the memory cards and the controllers.
Yeah, yeah. So,
but yeah, I mean, like, even you know, the secondhand market has really hit games like Swickaden and Swickaden 2.
Swickaden 2. Yeah.
Persona 2.
Yeah.
Those were pretty hard to get in the United States. Games that were well over $150.
Right.
Any time, and those values have fallen pretty hard.
Right.
You know, one game, though, that is from that generation that they still haven't re-released in any form and is fucking still crazy high, and I really want one,
is when
Panzer Dragoon Saga.
All right, there you go.
That game is, you know, there's less than 100,000 copies of the U.S. version the world.
Right, yeah.
It was part of the last three. There were three Sega games that came out as the conclusion of the Sega Saturn. It was Burning Rangers, Panzer Dragoon Saga, and one other game that I can't think of right now.
Yeah. Knights? Was Knights one of them?
No, that was earlier. Okay. Knights came with that dope-ass 3D controller.
It did come with
3D. That was just a fucking Dreamcast controller.
Yep, that's exactly what it was. Yeah.
I think the Sega Saturn is something real special.
Yeah? Is that just like a hidden gem in the
It had the best
warring era.
The best 2D in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
It had processors that were designed to just fucking crank the knob on 2D.
That's true.
It struggled in 3D.
Yeah, what were some of the... There were some really good 2D beat-em-up slash hack and slash games.
And, like, all the Capcom games were on there. Their fighters.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where your, you know, Marvel Super Heroes was at. That's your, you know, Marvel vs. Capcom was at. I mean...
Yeah.
Like, Darkstalkers, all the good shit was there.
Yeah, Darkstalkers was awesome.
And it loaded 2D faster. Mm-hmm. That's why, like, Capcom was really slow to bring a lot of their fighting games to the PlayStation 1.
Right.
They just felt like that was a bad platform for that kind of game.
Right.
But, you know, once the sales went so crazy, I mean, everybody pretty much crossed the line.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got in that weird conversation, but man,
just the old games
fucking
market.
Fucking Sega Saturn.
Yeah, just the old games market, you know. I think it was
it was
prevalent. Speaking of old games, Wolfenstein 3D is just one of those classic ones that, what does it run for now, actually? Because you can kind of get it on it.
There's no classic PC market.
There's no classic PC market. Also, in the first recording we did of this, you ran off every single system that thing was for, and it was on a ton. That thing's been re-released a bunch of times.
Yeah, yeah. That game has been it has been farted out in a lot of different ways.
Hard to get your hands on that game if you have any.
No, and if you're looking to get it today, like I said earlier, it is available on the 360, but it is also available through Steam and GOG.
Right.
And it's not good old games anymore. They're just GOG.
Just GOG.
Okay. That site's really weird.
Yeah.
I don't like using it ever. I've purchased stuff from them.
Yeah.
But, like, they faked going out of business before.
Did they fake it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
that's kind of gross.
Really fucking weird.
That's kind of gross to fake.
To
spike your sales? Is that why they did that?
I don't know. As soon as I heard that, I was like, I gotta go, you guys. It was like the most desperate cry for help since... do you remember the guy that was making a game called Bob's Game? That like had been denied classification by Nintendo.
No.
And he locked himself in his room for like 30 days.
No.
Like, just the most fucking desperate cry for help. Like, fucking just, you know what? Open your door and go find someone who will love you.
Yeah, right?
And
don't Phil Fish your life, pal.
Yeah. This guy was worse. He was way worse.
That's way worse than Phil Fish.
But yeah, like, you know, so it's still available in modern formats. I don't know if you've seen anything out of Brutal Doom.
Brutal Doom? No.
Guys have gone back and added a bunch of fucking effects to Brutal Doom.
Okay.
And I'm worried if you can kind of, I'm curious if you'd be able to roll some of that back since the code's so similar.
Right.
Yeah, I guess I can talk a little bit more about some mechanics and then we can kind of wrap it up. But I mean, Wolfenstein 3D, it does have strafing. So that's kind of, it's where the world was introduced to first-person circle strafing.
Right.
So when you find Hitler, you strafe around him, you're good to go.
Yep.
That's,
how many times have you circle strafed around Robot Hitler?
More than I care to say.
More than you care to say, it really is.
But yeah, like much of my youth was spent circle strafing a Robot Hitler.
That tells a lot about you.
it's probably how I ended up the way I am.
Yeah, I think so.
But yeah, so...
Righteous Jew, is that?
that's me. That's me. Fucking concentration camp can't hold me down.
No, sir.
But yeah, I love the way that the mechanics work in that game. They're razor sharp. It's super fast. It's one of the things that when you go back to Quake 1, or you go back to Doom, or you go back to Wolfenstein,
right?
Those games operate at a speed that modern games cannot touch.
Right.
They are so fast. It's not just about frame rate. It's about fucking movement speed. Those games are nuts.
Right, right.
And, you know, the guys that are making Brutal Doom, it's basically just all kinds of, like, fucking limb effects and everything.
Right, yeah.
So, I mean, you're shooting somebody and they're just fucking getting shredded.
So it's like Soldiers of Fortune. Payback.
Kinda,
except maybe they're not held on by duct tape.
And, you know, like, Doom is the follow-up to Wolfenstein 3D, and it's also the successor in technology standards
right.
in a lot of ways. One of the things that you really notice if you go back and forth between playing Wolfenstein and playing Doom is that that game had lighting.
Right.
Even though it was not 3D environments, they were able to add lighting to that game.
Right.
And individual light sources.
Okay.
But they also had elevation changes.
Yeah.
Wolfenstein 3D takes place on a solid plane. You're never walking upstairs or downstairs.
Right.
You're just going.
Yeah.
You no, find the exit, click the button, you're gone.
There's no planes or wedges here. It's all the same.
So. Yes. Everything in that game operates... on a percentage. So there is a percentage for how many people you've killed, percentage for how many secrets you found, percentage for how much Nazi gold that you've found in every level,
right.
And then there's also a par time for every level.
Right.
So in the days before there were like online leaderboards, that kind of perfectionist mentality meant a lot. But it also meant that you spent a lot of your time walking down walls, jamming the space button.
The A button, all the time. Yeah. Hence why you've played it 100 times, I'm sure. To try and find all those things. And, yeah, everything is based on percentage. Your life and your ammo is both based in percentage as well. Ammo is actually a count, isn't it?
Ammo is a count.
Ammo is a count. But, I don't know. It's a fun game. I enjoyed it. Got old school sounds and, you know,
great synthesized fucking soundtrack.
Great synthesized soundtrack and, you know, the Ogleben. You know,
it's definitely a little bit more direct synth heavy. There's not like simulated guitars like you get in Doom.
Right.
Doom's very known for its this a little bit less up tempo, but very like, you know, very atmospheric. That game did a really good job of conveying a lot through its music. Its idle sounds are very good.
Right. Each one of these games takes place in Castle Wolfenstein. Every single one of them. Or throughout the series, or is that just...
No, like, the New Order, you hit it once.
Right.
At the very beginning of the game.
Right.
And then it jumps forward in time.
Okay.
The Old Blood, you're in Castle Wolfenstein, I think, exclusively. Right. I don't know, I still haven't finished the Old Blood yet.
Right.
Good value for $20. If you're on the fence about the Old Blood, and you've played the New Order, I don't think it's a bad idea. Heard the second half's all zombies, though, and I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a spoiler, but I heard the second half. I heard it felt like this was originally two DLCs being made for this game.
Right.
And they bridged them together and made it a standalone product.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't necessarily know. I don't like zombies in fucking anything.
Yeah, I'm done with them. I don't need to see a fucking zombie ever again.
Man, that fucking show about walking zombies or whatever, that show's dumb. Like fucking Cowboy Sheriff.
Oh, man.
That's bad. But, Wolfenstein 3D, I guess some of my final thoughts on that are that, it's one of the most re-released games in history.
Yeah.
And there's a reason.
Yeah.
Because it's worth it.
Yeah.
And I also think that, unlike a lot of games that are the introduction to a genre, mm-hmm. those games are usually incredibly shallow and very hard to return to.
Yeah.
There are some that stand out.
Yeah.
Pitfall,
yeah.
I consider Pitfall the first open world game.
The first open world game of all time?
Yeah.
Because you're doing different stuff all the time?
You can go wherever you want.
That's true, you can't go wherever you want.
You can go fucking left.
It's true.
You know the secret to playing Pitfall well is?
Go left.
Go to the left.
Go to the left, yeah.
But yeah, like, Mario Brothers.
Mario Brothers.
Tetris.
Tetris, as you said, that's the first puzzle game.
There are very few games that are, directly related. I mean, trying to think of, I guess the original Gran Turismo can be followed up on. I mean, since that basically created the simulation genre.
Right.
But, okay. Like, it's...
What about Rad Racer? Is that...
What was the one in Encino Man? Was that Radmobile?
I don't know what that was, yeah. Motor Radmobile.
Fucking Encino Man.
Yeah. All I know is that Rad Racer was in The Wizard. And they played with the power glove.
It's like the fourth time we've talked about The Wizard.
Yeah.
And I fucking hate The Wizard.
Why do you hate The Wizard?
Fucking 90-minute commercial.
California.
Who gives a shit?
California.
Knows how to party.
Takes care of the homeland. Is good to the homeland.
It's like the...
It's got Fred Savage in it. And
who I don't give a shit about Fred Savage.
Who else is in that damn movie?
One of the bad guys from Home Alone is in that.
Yeah. No. What?
Isn't the curly-headed guy?
No, that's not him. Not the same guy.
Is that
guy.
Who that is?
Not the same guy. He does look like him. You're right. He does. The sheriff guy? Yeah, no, he's not. Dude from SG-1. Forget his name. Oh, dang it.
Duke Sampson.
Yeah. He's in there. And Christian Slater in that movie? I think he is, too.
Dude, I watched the movie once.
Yeah. And that kid who played Lucas who got in trouble for drugs?
Christian Slater is in one good movie.
One good movie? What? Well, I wasn't the hugest Christian Slater fan until he was an Archer, so go ahead with the one good movie.
True Romance.
True Romance. Which one is that?
It's with Patricia Arquette.
Okay, I haven't seen it. Yeah.
It's a really good movie.
Okay, alright. I haven't seen it.
You know, you got 90 minutes on your hands? Go back and watch True Romance.
That's back when movies were 90 minutes.
When
they were supposed to be 90 goddamn minutes. It's probably why I only watch animated films anymore.
They talk about how fucking short people's attention spans are.
Yeah.
And all they do is make, like, three-hour movies.
Three-hour movies is all that exists anymore.
All 36 hours of Mad Max. Jesus fucking Christ.
It was 2 hours.
I was on day two of Mad Max.
It was 2 hours. They could have trimmed 30 minutes. I'm not arguing that. But it was 2 hours.
35 minutes.
Speaking of which, we'll be talking about that movie on the next episode coming Tuesday. So this is going to be posted on Sunday, the day we're recording, because we're late on it because of... that recording session was an absolute dumpster fire of a day.
Have we talked about the new hips yet?
Have we not talked about the new hips yet? Yes.
Well, that will kind of conclude what I had to say about Wolfenstein 3D. It's one of the greatest games of all time. Go back and fucking play that.
I played it finally, and it was actually really good, so yes, I too recommend it.
We have news.
Yes, we do have news. We have new hips coming out. I played something, and I didn't play it this time. Hoss is in the driver's seat for this one.
It's... HHPS. Hey Haas played something.
Nah, it's fine. It's still going to be all the hips. I'm not changing that logo. So,
fair enough.
I'm not changing that logo or that theme. No, we played through Mirror's Edge. Through about half of it, I think. A little over half of it. We'll finish that off, I think.
We've had the stunning betrayal.
The stunning betrayal.
Spoilers.
Of this character and that character.
Some lady.
She betrayed Aaron Esurance.
Oh, man.
There's a lot of those jokes in there. But no, we got that series coming out. And that's a really good series. I'm really proud of that one. Also, we're actually making our quota when it comes to recording, even though Saturday was a complete dumpster fire and we missed everything. I think we're going to be able to do a daily content type deal, where we do Monday through Friday. Will be something new up on the YouTube page. So look forward for that. We've got two hip series now going side by side. That'll be happening.
Got a video of Iron Brigade. I show you my salute.
Yeah, a lot of saluting going on. Got a few more little first looks at things, or old ass looks. And then we're going to be experiencing lag. Long ass game.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing that with Persona 4, correct? Is that what we're doing? Or are we doing that with Persona 3? Are we still doing that?
I'm leaning towards Persona 3.
Okay, we might be doing Persona 3.
Just because, like, you know, a very well-known video game website did Persona 4.
Yeah, but they don't have carte blanche on that. I don't think.
I don't ever know. I don't usually like to play in the same sandbox as somebody else.
That's fine. That's fair enough. Yeah.
But
we tried Phantasy Star for this one. That didn't work out too well.
Yeah.
That video is going up, but that's not going to be our lag video.
Christ.
That was a disaster is what that was.
We tried The Witcher. I kept dying.
Tried The Witcher. You need to practice Witcher before we go back to that one.
Yeah.
I think you should. Witcher 2, we tried to get that one going.
I just kept dying.
Yeah, that happened a lot. Well, I'll put those first episodes. If you practice and we get back to that one, I'll be okay to record the rest of it, and then I'll throw up those first few episodes too. For the hell of it, just to show the improvement.
Hey everybody, I learned how to play this video game.
I remember how to play it now, and we're good. A lot of prompts in that game, though.
Yeah.
Because it came from the PC, and you're coming from a console. And
a lot of radial menus.
Yeah, a lot of depth into menus into that game. It was a little weird for an action game, or what perceived as an
action game. The Witcher 3 comes out this week, and
it's true.
I've heard some not amazing things.
That's not good. Don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear that about games or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the biggest games of this year, so...
It's true.
But games that are of that size, typically, you always end up hearing, like, yeah, it crashes a lot. You know,
right,
kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I heard, is that the frame rate's not super great. Mm. I heard that it crashes pretty frequently.
Ugh.
They'll
patch all that, I guess.
You know, it's... we live in a world where, if you want to play a game that's close to perfect, play it 6 months after it comes out.
Yeah, that's it. Just wait
because
for
you'll be able to pick and choose what DLC you want,
yep.
Which ones were the bad ones.
Yep.
You know, do this for yourself. Treat yourself.
Yeah.
Don't ever buy a season pass again.
Yeah. Is that just...
Ever.
Ever. You've bought... What was the last season pass you bought? You bought... the Titanfall season pass, correct?
Yeah, I also bought the season pass for Forza Horizon 2.
Oh, yeah.
Used half those cards.
You spent a lot on Forza Horizon.
Yeah, I think I'm like 130 bucks deep in that game.
They've got you by the wallet, my friend. They don't care.
Yeah, they know they got me.
They know they got
me. That's kind of the problem, is that, like... It's like dating a girl.
Right.
Like, when she knows that you're hooked on her.
Right, yeah.
She will expose that for all it's worth.
Exploit every moment. Got
Microsoft it. Is fucking with me right now.
Those Scottish dudes over in the Forza.
Yeah, like, line. Matt Pax, don't fucking buy him.
Yeah.
Here's why. I don't care how much you play Call of Duty or Halo or whatever.
Right.
Don't buy Matt Pax.
Yeah.
Period. Because they're always in a separate playlist, and nobody fucking ever plays them.
Right.
And I don't want to play 3 maps, I want to play 15.
Right, yeah.
And Don't buy map packs.
They'll probably have a download a year later that has all those extra map packs inside the game itself.
Well, it's like whenever Battlefield comes out, they make Battlefield Premium, which is like $50.
Right.
And it comes with all the maps. If you wait until a year after that comes out, they release the premium version with the game for like $40.
Yeah.
So guess what? Wait the full year, and if you're still playing Battlefield, pick up that version, and you've saved money.
The game industry is a waiting game now.
Yep.
It really is. Oh, man.
And that's not to say that, like, I'll never buy anything, like, day one anymore, but I mean, like, you know. Oh, I bought that fucking Mortal Kombat season pass, and I haven't downloaded Jason yet, so, true. You know, really off to a good start here.
Yeah, yeah. You should probably download Jason just to make sure you have that one. What about Killer Instinct? Did you get any more of those? Do they have passes?
I just bought season one.
Okay.
I haven't bought season two. I just, like, I like TJ Combo.
Right.
I enjoyed him a lot.
Right.
In the old Killer Instincts, like, he was one of the guys I actually enjoyed playing as.
And he was in season two, correct?
He was the initial fighter for season two. But, I mean, it's like fucking Cinder. Like, he's a shit.
Yeah, Cinder's kind of lame.
There's, like, Japanese anime lady.
Yeah, Hisako looks kind of cool, though. I could deal with that. There's generic mummy dude. He doesn't look that...
Mummy man.
Riptor is in there, I think.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
We can fuck about Riptor. He's got a cybernetics now. He's, like, half robot now. It's kind of cool.
Wasn't he always? I don't know.
I don't know. He looked like a full raptor to me with man pecs. He was like a raptor with man pecs. That's all I remember about Riptor. He did. He had like biceps and pecs, and it was like, I'm a raptor, kind of.
I'm just like envisioning like David Hasselhoff's chest.
Right, yeah.
Well, a dinosaur.
When you think of pecs, you think of David Hasselhoff.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? Maybe Kurt Russell.
Dude, suddenly Kurt Russell.
Suddenly Kurt Russell.
Suddenly, dot, dot, dot. Kurt Russell.
You want to make that a t-shirt?
We should make that a t-shirt.
We need to start making t-shirts. I've decided this.
We need a barbershop window. So.
I need to go to onet-shirt.com or one of those guys, or Pro Shirts. We need to start making t-shirts. That needs to happen.
Like barbershop window.
Barbershop window, yeah.
Yeah. There's no like minimums, but it's the same people that do pro wrestling tees.
That works for me. Barbershop window. We'll go to them. I already do them for
I just like their tees.
It's true. There you go. Speaking of which...
That's where you can get Rod's new shirt, Life is a Work.
Life is a Work. That's a good one.
Oh, really good shirt.
Speaking of which, there will be a new Rip Rogers shirt posted today. So that'll be the fanny pack one. It'll be up today.
Yeah.
So fanny pack one's going up today, and then the cage match rules will be going up as well very soon. So
just my shirt that says,
yeah,
cunt.
Just cunt. Just cunt.
So,
like, and he probably would enjoy that, actually. Just should be pointing to something. Should be like cunt, just says cunt and then an arrow, like, pointing somewhere.
So it's like an I'm with stupid shirt.
Right, yeah, like an I'm with stupid shirt just says cunt. That'd be all right. Maybe it's pointing up.
I'm thinking about buying a Rip shirt.
Right.
I don't know what one to buy.
Okay, yeah.
I like several of them.
Yeah, they're pretty all right. I like the Hustler one. People seem to like the Hustler one.
It seems to be the most popular. I've seen quite a few of the FR.
Yeah, the FR. I've seen the FR ones. And a few of the Ripisms. I know CM Punk bought the Ripism one.
He did.
I know that. If I ever get a picture of CM Punk wearing a shirt that I designed, you will hear me squee across the internet.
I really like the Hustler magazine one.
I like it too. Nobody seems to have that one. I don't know. I thought that one was... I put a lot of work into that one. And like,
really enjoyed it.
I liked it too. You should definitely buy that one because nobody else did. I don't think anybody else bought that one.
We got one.
We got one guy. You need to do that. So, yeah.
But...
buy that one out.
That's kind of... That's kinda it, man.
That's it. This would have been a lot more fluid if we had this recorded last time, but... whatever. It all got...
Shit happens, man.
Shit happens. It all got eaten up. And we're doing what we promised we were going to do. So there you go. That's it. That's it. This podcast is over. Let's kick.
Binary domain.
No binary domain yet. We'll get there. Binary domain will happen eventually.
At some point.
At some point.
Maybe.
We don't know. Next week. No, wait. Mad Max one's happening next week. That's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
Next week after that. Binary domain. We promise. Mm-hmm.